Let's get ready to ramble! Woohoo! Yeah, apologies to Bob Costas, but this is Magic, M-H-A-I-C, at AboveTopSecret.com, bringing you another Ramblecast via what is now coming to be known as the Extraterrestrials and Science feed, at least for this Ramblecast. The format of Ramblecast is that I don't have a script, don't even have bullet points. I just start rambling. I grab a microphone. I start talking. Lucky you. Because, you know, you just haven't heard enough from me about Project Serpo. Woohoo! Yeah. Well, hey, you know, look at it this way. What you can do is take all my Ramblecasts and just put them on your iPod, and then you'll have a convenient thing that you can use when you go to bed. Just put on your iPod, your headphones. Turn this on. I guarantee you'll fall asleep. Yeah. Or double your money back. Think about it. So here's the topic of this Ramblecast, more or less. I'm looking at this final post. This is what Bill Ryan, you know, our beloved and intrepid reporter, Bill Ryan, who is bringing us drib by drab, you know, the ebb and flow, as I like to call it, from the Serpo story. And by the way, really, I consider a treasured member of ATS. I hope Bill Ryan's contributions to ATS will not end with just the Serpo stuff, because I think he's got a lot more to offer. Especially Bill, dude, I'll meet up with you in the Paranormal Studies Forum. I think we got a lot to talk about, my friend. But let's talk about this Serpo and Bill's last post, because this is something I just want to talk about and just share some of my thinking about. I'm looking at this. And, you know, this post is on, page 192, okay? 192 of the Project Serpo, postings by anonymous thread that, Centrist, by the way, congratulations, Centrist, on getting way above. Well deserved, in my opinion. This Serpo thread, wonderful stuff. You know, your fellow members obviously think very highly of you, and I think that's worth bearing in mind as you go forward this month, wearing that bright, that shiny bronze badge. But, here in this post, and it's post ID 1984701, and that's in the project, the Mondo Project Serpo thread, the longest thread in ATS history, my friends. And that thread number is 185069, if you haven't been following. Bill Ryan says, he posts a response to member Future After here, and shares his current thoughts, as he said, and a good chance to summarize them, then I'm going to bed, according to Bill. So I'm going to go through these and just share my thinking about what Bill's saying here, because I think that there is some information that's coming out in the way that Bill is presenting this stuff. So let's have a look, shall we? Excuse me. I'm still working on the cold, by the way, here. Ooh. All right. His first point here, he's got these numbered, which makes this nice and convenient. So if you want, you can read along by finding that post. First off, I love this. Okay, point number one, Bill says there's an orchestrated attempt to and by the way, these are his thoughts. So I'm reading Bill's thoughts, and then I'm going to share mine. So his first thought here is that there's an orchestrated attempt to provide real data mixed with fiction and confusion. This is standard disinformation. 80-20 seems to me to be about right. One-fifth of altered or injected nonsense is plenty enough to wreck an otherwise lucid, convincing, and coherent account. And here's my thinking on this. I agree that the best disinformation includes elements of truth. And by the way, the very best disinformation is the truth. More often than not, it's just a question of how you present it and where. You can take absolutely truthful statements, and if you present them a certain way, they will seem like falsehoods, and then you'll have people rejecting what is actually the truth. And that is the art of disinformation. This notion of, okay, well, we got real data mixed with fiction and confusion. The problem with this, okay, and here's the thing that sticks in my craw about this, and the reason why I have to reject this, by the way, I don't consider this, I think this is actually a discreditation for the source. And that's because, you know, if you got a barrel full of pickles and someone throws one turd into that barrel full of pickles, the whole barrel is going to taste like a turd. And that's the problem with this kind of with information. The same thing happens. There are many things. You know, maybe one bad apple won't spoil a whole bunch of apples in the barrel. But you know what? When it comes to information, if someone chucks in a few lies here and there, that can change the whole. It changes everything, and everything has to be called into question as a consequence. And that's the whole art, you know, when you're talking about disinformation, is the art of disinformation does not come from getting people to accept falsehoods. The art of disinformation comes from getting people to reject the truth. And that's why disinformation is such a powerful and dangerous tool. So here's, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, all right, if here's Bill Ryan, the guy who's presenting this information, and he says that this appears to be loaded with falsehoods and fiction, you know, even 20%. Well, you know what? That's a lot. 20%, you know, I give you 5 sentences and one of them's a bald-faced lie. You know, I'm just having problems with that. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, okay, fine, Bill, I can understand that. I just got to say, my reaction to that is, any source that is willing to inject falsehood is a disinformation source, by definition. Therefore, everything that comes from that disinformation source should be considered to be disinformation until it's demonstrated to be otherwise. And I think that's the healthiest way to approach this whole SERPO business. The second thought that Bill lists here, number two, is the purpose of disinformation may be A, to gradually get people to the used to the idea that there's nothing to, or something to the story. Sorry, I'll read that again. The purpose of disinformation may be, according to Bill Ryan, A, to gradually get people used to the idea that there's something to this story. B, plausible deniability, so the U.S. government can reverse out of this if they're cornered for any reason. C, to give people a necessary psychological out if their world would be shattered if they were abruptly confronted with hard proof. And those are the three things that Bill suggests as purposes for disinformation. Well, you know what? There's an infinite number of other possibilities as to what the purpose of this disinformation may be. And by the way, I think we can agree that this is disinformation to some degree or another, right? And as I point out, if it's to any degree, it's disinformation. That's just the way it works. So, you know, there's no close, you know, when it comes to the truth, you know, there's no close, you know, it's either true or it's not true. Anything in between is also false. So anyway, I can think of a lot of other purposes for this disinformation, and I think the most likely one right now, there's two of them, but I think the most likely one is that this is a hoax, and this is a hoax to get people to think a certain way for some purpose. And the two purposes that come, you know, it's always money and power, either to maybe get people to buy some books about this, or to, you know, allow someone to develop a story or script they can turn into a book and then sell. In other words, there's a financial angle in this. Or maybe it is just somebody, you know, a hoaxer, and a lot of hoaxers, as I mentioned in my last podcast, they just do it for fun. And maybe that's what's going on here. Or maybe both. Sometimes the distinction is academic. So I would suggest to Mr. Ryan that there are plenty of other reasons why this disinformation could be getting put out. Another one, by the way, that's been brought up by some of my fellow members is maybe it's to discredit him. And I'm not ruling that out. That's a possibility. And by the way, this has a familiar smell to it. I think, you know, some of my fellow members might note that I mentioned the Rick Doty and Linda Moulton Howe connection, which, by the way, Springer mentioned also. You know, when Springer mentioned that, I said, hey, wow, yeah, what about that, you know, in the interview? And sure as hell, there is a very familiar stench to this this setup. If members don't know what I'm talking about, you know, Springer mentioned this in the 2 out of 3 Amigos podcast, the interview with Bill Ryan. Linda Moulton Howe, look that up in conjunction with Rick Doty on the internet and see what you find. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised if you don't know already. and see if you can spot the similarities, because they are rampant. So, and then, you know, point three here is that Bill says that this may continue for quite some time and will end up in full disclosure. And he parenthesizes, and this is the entire reason I'm hanging on here, because it may be worth it and also helps the process to occur as planned. Very interesting ways to put this. We'll end in full disclosure. Well, yeah, maybe it will, and maybe it won't. You know, full disclosure in this case, I'll accept full disclosure of what the actual reason for pushing this stuff out from Anonymous. I would consider that full disclosure. So if Anonymous ends up coming forward at some point and fully disclosing the reason for putting out the SERPO story, that's good enough for me. So I'll call that full disclosure. It doesn't have to have anything to do with aliens. I just want to know what the original what the original source of this information, what the real reasoning was behind all this. And I encourage Bill to keep hanging in there. I mean, hell, Bill, you've come all this way. You've put all this into it. I say go for the gusto and just ride this out. You know, let this wave carry you into shore. You know, see where this takes you. And I'll be interested in seeing myself. I find little things that Bill says, like this one, helps the process to occur as planned. Yes, as planned. And just what is the plan? I think someone does have a plan, although I'm not necessarily sure that that plan has anything to do with disclosure of alien intervention. Point four that Bill brings up here in his post is, at some point we'll get photos, but they too will be subject to as much dispute as the text for exactly the same reasons. Well, at least Bill seems to think that we will get photos at some point. So this is a statement, this is a claim that Bill is making here. And by the way, see, that's one of the things. Bill is claiming to be just the messenger. And I respect the position of just the messenger. But Bill, dude, you're making a lot of claims that go beyond just being the messenger. You know, at some point we'll get photos. How do you know that? Why do you say this? I mean, how do you know we're going to get photos? I am not at all convinced of that. And why are you convinced? And if you could tell me why you're convinced, I think that'd be interesting. Watch out, because I think your objectivity is slipping here. You've already basically made a leap of faith and claim that you think that, and you seem to be claiming that 80% of the story is true. That's a pretty big claim. As the messenger, my advice is be careful about committing yourself to something that you can't back up in yourself. You know, if you're getting information from other sources, good journalistic technique is you say what, you know, so-and-so claims, such-and-such the sources according to this, and do that, and watch out. Don't let yourself get caught into being the one making the promises here. You know, the only promise I would expect from you, and you don't owe me or anyone else even that, is I'm just hoping you'll stick with it and help us find out where this all leads. And that's good enough for me, you know. This does not have to be true for me to respect what you're doing, Bill. Then we get a point five. The core story is real. An exchange program took place. So, all right, Bill, you're saying you think the core story is real. That's quite an investment. That's quite a commitment. And that explains a lot of your motivations here. And I think you're being honest. I really do think you're being forthcoming in terms of your motivations. My caution is that what you're telling me is that you want to believe. And this is how that works. This is how the confidence scheme is played. There's something in this for you. I really recommend embracing skepticism as best you can. Not cynicism. I'm not suggesting you close this stuff out. But skepticism is simply admitting that you could be wrong, that Anonymous could be wrong. And even if your motives are pure, that does not mean that the motives of the people who are giving you information are pure as well. And so beware. That's just friendly advice there. In point six, Bill says Anonymous is not working alone. He's part of a group which is orchestrated at a very high intel level. He may not be a single individual at all. Okay. Very little. Let's assume that Anonymous is not working alone. At the very least, he's got Bill Ryan, or he or she, or whoever. Group orchestrated at very high intel level, that has not been demonstrated, and I advise caution. You know, there's a lot of stuff I've seen Bill mention, for example, is, oh, well, this is a military trick. Only someone who is high up in the military could do this. Wrong. Wrong. I used to work in an ISP. I used to work with what are known as script kids and hacksaws and these leetwares kids. There are plenty of kids out there that can run rings around Project Serpo's intel level, okay? Seriously, by the way, some of you kids are probably hearing this, and I just want to say no to drugs and, always use a condom when surfing. But, no, this is not proof. There is no proof anywhere in the Serpo documents that any of this originated from any official source at any time. And I think that's extremely important to keep in mind. Plenty of people can throw out mumbo jumbo. Plenty of people can throw out the babble. And I'll tell you, I know people. I know kids that can sound a hell of a lot better, you know, that can be much more authentic in representing themselves. And by the way, there's kids out there that do have access to official government information that they're not supposed to. And believe me, they know their business a lot better than whoever these people are. Just my opinion, of course. so I caution against giving too much credit to Anonymous here. I'm not as impressed. Thought number seven here from Bill is, this is part of a carefully calculated release program. I can agree with that. However, the purpose of the program is not clear to me, but definitely it's calculated. And it's obviously calculated for effect, and I think it's getting the effect, maybe not exactly what the authors intended, but it's getting the effect that whoever it was that's behind Anonymous here is looking for. I think so. Although I think there are some surprises in store for Anonymous as this gets more attention. And, from my standpoint, to the extent this leads to more truth, I presume that's what Anonymous wants. Right, Anonymous? You want the truth out there? We're coming for it. We want it too. If that sounds like a threat, hey, if you want the truth to get out there, it's not a threat. You know, we're just looking for answers here. So it's all good, baby. Point eight that Bill brings up is all reactions are being closely monitored here and elsewhere. Oh, yes. Absolutely. All kinds of people are paying attention to the way this Project Serpo story is being presented and to the way it's being received. However, I would caution against assuming who it is. There's a lot of different people that take interest in this kind of stuff. I have a strong feeling that the majority of them are people that sell things. So, the greatest conspiracy of all is that the people who are really trying to control us are marketing people. So they want us to buy what they sell. And sure enough, there's a market in this kind of stuff. So, hey, my fellow members out there, before you dig down deep into your pockets for anything, just remember, they want your money. Oh, man. And yes, sure, we're being monitored. But again, the reasons we're being monitored may be a little more mundane than we might want to romantically assume. Point nine here. The material supplied is taken from an audio transcript of the real thing and subsequently retyped. After that, the material may be being further tweaked or doctored to meet the above ends. The result is a lot of errors, some accidental, which Anon et al. Are perfectly aware of and have not corrected, and some deliberate. All right, now this is Bill Ryan telling us in so many words that this is basically fabricated information. Okay, Bill, I don't know if this is exactly the way you meant this to be taken, but just reading this, studying this from the standpoint of my comprehension of the English language, what you're telling me here is that this is being tweaked and doctored, that this is fiction. You're telling me this is fiction. You're the guy that's bringing this out, and you're telling me, based on your thoughts, your point number nine here, that this is fiction. I'll take your word for it. I'm going to take your word for it. Bill closes, so, I agree. Bill, you're right. It's fiction. And I would love to know more about who wrote it and why. And then they can have their 15 minutes, and it was all fine and good, and hopefully nobody puts an eye out. And then Bill closes by apologizing to anyone whose questions he's missed, and points out that it's been a full-time job keeping up with it all. And then ask people to please repost their questions and you too hue them if necessary. And, Bill, again, I really admire the way you are, definitely doing yeoman's duty here and just trying to keep this going and all that. Of course, the cynics could say that you have an ulterior motive in doing so. But, even if you do, I admire your stamina here. So anyway, looking at what Bill Ryan has said in his closing post today, and just looking at that and considering that from the context of what else I've seen here, I think that really shines a lot of light on what's really going on here. And, my fellow members, there are a lot of members that want to believe. And, my point still remains, conspiracy theory is a wonderful hobby, but it's a terrible religion. And to the extent that you want to believe and you feel frustrated and you want more information from Anonymous and all this kind of stuff, you're allowing yourself to be controlled by this. You're allowing yourself to be controlled by something outside of you. And my recommendation is don't let that happen, unless you enjoy it, And if you do, well, then go nuts, I can quit any time. Serpo? Yeah. I'll tell you when I had enough Serpo. Give me some more Serpo. I'm not hooked. I can quit any time. But I still love this, and I'm still learning from this. And that's what I recommend for my fellow members. Whatever the actual, I think most of us here, and by the way, for those that don't, if you're a member and you think, look at Bill. Bill says, hey, he thinks this is true. And you know what? I have a high degree of respect for Bill. And I'm not going to knock him for that. I don't think it is, but I respect that maybe I'm wrong and he's right, and that's okay with me. And you know what, Bill, if you're right, power on, dude. And if you're wrong, hey, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm wrong all the damn time, you know? And if Bill Ryan is wrong about this, hey, it's not my place to go pointing fingers at him for that. I've been wrong so many times. Just, you know, follow my career on ATS, for the love of Pete. I mean, damn. And I'm still working on it, man. I'm just calling it as I see it, but obviously I'm a little cross-eyed about some things. Maybe that's what's going on with Bill. Maybe that's what's going on with Anonymous. You know, maybe, you know, we can think that maybe this is all a sinister motive. Maybe Anonymous absolutely 100% believes this is true. Maybe Anonymous is Pierre Salinger. Maybe Anonymous is off the wall here, you know, and just it's a little scared and just, who knows? You know, but that's the problem. We don't know. But there's nothing wrong with speculating and having some fun with it. And if anyone's having, you know, getting burnout on this or whatever, take a break. I'll tell you, with each passing day, new information comes out, and in the fullness of time, this will all become much clearer to us all. And on that note, I think this has been a rather long and hopefully somnambulant ramblecast in the classic magic style. So until next time, be well, friends.